When I spoke to Dr. Bowman, he had just cleared the 21-day incubation period for Ebola. He had been monitoring his temperature since he returned home in late December. Bowman worked at the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps Monrovia Medical Unit that began operating in November to treat those who treat Ebola, mainly Liberian doctors, nurses, and also ambulance drivers and burial team members are eligible for care in the field hospital. It's basically a series of air-conditioned tents with a hallway connecting them. Liberia is one of three countries in West Africa hardest hit by the Ebola outbreak, although it's getting more under control in Liberia, at least. Bowman had done relief work there before, but it didn't involve such a dangerous disease. Despite the risks, he says his friends and family were supportive of his decision to serve in Monrovia.
The reaction to most folks was, was wow. I mean, I'm very proud of you. You know, we need people to go do that.
Bowman went through a week of training with the CDC before leaving. He and the other public health service workers drilled every day in putting on and taking off all of the personal protective equipment, or PPE, they would need to wear to shield themselves from the disease.
Hard. It was very hard to adjust to that, but you had to. I mean, for your own safety, this is an illness that that can kill you.
Bowman says there's a difficult barrier that's created between a patient and provider when one is so covered in protective equipment that they're unrecognizable.
It's a very different feeling to be in that and trying to provide care because you've got double gloves on, you've got goggles, you've got a mask on. It's hot. It's just a very, very alien kind of feeling compared to what most of us are used to.
Bowman says the doctors and nurses would sometimes attach pictures of themselves to their PPE so people would know who was under the mask and goggles. The medical unit had more resources than the average treatment center in Liberia. For example, they had IVs to help keep patients hydrated, but they didn't have access to more expensive equipment like ventilators and dialysis machines. Bowman says he's not sure if those things would have saved any lives, but it was hard to have such limited options. The best part was when people survived.
Our first two saves, our first two survivors that came out, that was a very special time. And again, personally speaking, I found the Liberians to be wonderful people, very, very giving and kind and friendly, but also a little bit stoic too. And then when they came into the unit, a lot of them felt like they were going to die. And for them to have come through their illness, it was a very special time.
Bowman says the most patients they had at a time was around 8 or 9. He thinks the success rate was pretty high, but it wasn't 100%. Dealing with those losses brought the medical unit closer together.
But the camaraderie within the unit was very, very strong. When I think when anybody's put in that kind of situation where it's high stress and people are surviving and people who are not surviving, can't help but grow close.
After working 12-hour shifts at the medical unit for nearly 2 months, Bowman is back home. He's healthy and happy to see his family and ride his bike. He says he's glad the Liberian survivors he helped treat are back with their families, too. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.